are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by the folks at VistaCare, also the Peer VA Clinic, Lee Real Estate, and May Adam. And joining me this morning in studio, Vicki and Derek, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. We want to talk about a big event that is coming up tomorrow. It's going to be a great time. Originally, I hear this was a Friday event, but you decided to move it to Saturday.
Yep. Things changed. The 4-H rodeos moved back a week, and we just thought we'd try it for a Saturday night and see how it works out.
Sounds good. I mean, it gives people a little more time to, Saturdays are usually a pretty good day. You know, want to get the family to come on out and be part of this. And give me a little background on the Dallas Henninger Memorial Bull Ride.
This is the ninth year. Dallas was diagnosed with cancer, passed away. And he loved bull riding, so
we decided to just keep on his tradition, so as keep all his buddies together and be able to support him and everything. And it's a great cause and everything. We're donating all the money to go back to local cancer patients to help them with all their expenses and everything, traveling, just everything, just what we had to go through. Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't have been able to do it without all the support from the local community as well. So we wanted to give back to the local community as a kind of a thank you and everything. So,
right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, this is a great way. And that's the important thing to remember. It all goes back to help out those that are going through the same thing Dallas went through. And there's a lot of things people don't realize that you have to take care of when you go through something like that. And yeah, this is a good way to help out and keep his memory alive.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like every year that we keep on doing the support that we get, it's just unreal what a small community that we live in. Seems like they all rally together, and the volunteers, the sponsorships, it's mm-hmm. it's just unreal. We can't say thank you enough to all those guys out there that support this bull riding for us.
And that is the great thing about small towns. Everybody knows each other, and when something happens, you rally around that family and that person and do what you can. And this has really grown more and more each and every year. And what are folks going to find when they come out to the rodeo?
So what you're going to find out, you're going to have silent auction items. There's numerous silent auction items,
live auction items.
You're gonna have candy scramble at the bull riding too for the young ones to get them involved, and then going into the bull riding, you're gonna have 25 of some of the best bull riders around the Dakotas. And then we have the barbecue going on starting at 5:30 there. Come hungry. We're gonna have you all night. Be able to serve you dinner, put on a show, and then we're gonna have a after party at the Medicine Creek Bar and Grill with Dakota Country Band.
By Sturgis Spearfish area. So
very nice. So there's a lot going on. Yep. People, if they want to pick up tickets, you can get them in advance.
Yep, till noon tomorrow at Medicine Creek in Blunt, the corner in Oneida, and then the Alley Exchange here in Pier.
Very nice.
And there is shirts and t-shirts and all that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, there's some really cool swag with this. I love the koozies this year. Yep. That's my favorite color, that teal.
Yeah,
so
that was Dallas's favorite color. So
very nice. He had good taste.
He did.
So yeah, we were able to give away a prize package yesterday, okay. And I know they were excited to be able to go up to the bull ride. And of course, you can get tickets at the gate. If you don't get them ahead, you can grab them right there too.
Exactly. Yep. $15 at the gate, and then 10 and under are free, the kids. So
very nice. So, of course, the barbecue kind of kicks things off, and then the bull ride gets underway, right?
Yep. We're going to start the Calcutta at 6:30, and then bull riding, hopefully, 7 o'clock right after the Calcutta.
Very nice. And this is going to be happening at the Blunt Rodeo Ground, so we invite people to come on up, enjoy everything that's going on. And all the money is going to go to a great cause, and that's the important thing to remember. It's going to help others as well around the area here.
Mm-hmm. there's not many events out there that you can have a good time and be able to support the local, you know.
Right.
There's just not many events like that, and you get to have a great time, and you also get, you might be able to help your neighbor out, you know. It's just one of those things.
Exactly. You never know who you're gonna be helping out.
Yep.
Well, thank you for doing this. It's a great event. I've heard so many great things about it. And I know it's going to be a good time for everybody who comes up, and helpful as well.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks. All right. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for stopping in. There's Vicki and Derek joining me as we talk about the Dallas Henninger Memorial Bull Ride. It is tomorrow night. Don't miss out. All the fun is going to be getting underway with the barbecue, and the Calcutta starts at 6:30. So head on up there tomorrow. Take the whole family up there. There is the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, Pier VA Clinic, Lee Real Estate, and May Adam.
VistaCare of Pier has a demonstration.